Amber and Tanner in the morning.
Well, we are your morning show on Froggy 92.9.
But you can listen to us any time of the day with Amber and Tanner on demand.
On any podcast platform, froggy929.com, the Froggy 92.9 app.
And every Saturday morning on the radio.
Sonoma County's number one morning show, anytime, anywhere. And right now, here's the best of Amber and Tanner.
Do you think wearing makeup to work makes you look or seem more professional? Because I was looking at our videos, the ones that Tanner makes on at Amber and Tanner in the Morning, our Instagram and Facebook. I was looking at them for the first time in a while, and I was thinking, okay, well, maybe I don't really look that bad without makeup on because I don't wear it that often.
Yeah.
But I also realized that I look better with makeup on, and people in the office are like, oh, you look so nice today. Like every time I wear makeup. And I don't know if they're trying to do some sort of like psychological training to get me to wear makeup more often.
They're like trying to puppeteer you into like more mascara.
But, you know, a lot of the women that are on the radio here in this building don't really wear makeup.
Yeah.
But should I be wearing makeup every day to work? Do you think it would make me seem more professional if I looked nicer?
I don't think so, and I think a big reason why I'm saying I don't think so is because I don't understand what it takes to be a girl and to put on makeup. I've never put on makeup my entire life, but for a guy, it's so easy to get ready in the morning. It takes me like 15 minutes to put on, you know, quick outfit and swoop my hair over to the side, you know?
You're right. Hey, I like how you chose your words there pretty wisely.
Yeah.
I don't know what it's like to be a woman. But yeah, we took a poll on our Instagram at Amber and Tanner in the Morning because I was curious what everyone thought. And what are the results, Tanner?
92% said no, and 8% said yes, that it does matter.
Oh my gosh. I'm surprised by these results.
Yeah.
Are you?
A little bit. I thought it'd be a little more 50-50.
Well, we want to hear from you. Do you think people who wear makeup to work are considered more professional?
6361-HOP, give us a call.
Good morning, my name is Bonnie. I'm calling from 101. Isn't professional an attitude versus appearance?
I mean, I think so. I don't really wear makeup to work every day, but I took a poll on my personal Instagram, and apparently a lot of people believe that are perceived as more professional if you wear makeup. And I'm just wondering what other people think, because I don't necessarily believe that.
Yeah, I totally don't. I mean, whether or not you're perceived, I think that that's an entirely different subject. I think that goes into, I mean, personally, I'd rather be judged on my merits than my appearance.
Yeah, that's a great perspective. I mean, I'm not showing up in eyeshadow and blush every single day, so why should Amber?
But then again, you do your hair, you dress nice, there's like, you know, lower expectations for, you know, you, I feel
like.
That's
very true, yeah.
For me, I feel like I have to, like, wash my hair. Like, I don't know. I think that a lot of people think
you gotta shave your mustache before you come into work.
This is Amber and Tanner on demand. Miss something from the show this week? Catch up on Saturday mornings at 6 a.m. or on the new Froggy 92.9 app.
We just got a special little visitor here at Froggy 92.9, and it made our day.
Yes.
Yeah.
Our friend Callum. She's the cutest.
She's in first grade, and she's selling cookies right now to help her troop make money to do activities, the letter says. And she wrote a handwritten letter to go with this. So she's a Girl Scout.
And some good handwriting.
It's really good. And this made our day. It says, "Dear Amber and Tanner, I'm your biggest fan, and I listen to you every morning.
Yay.
I love talking to you, and I can't wait to come see you again. Love, Callum Storms. P.S. Cookies help after breakups."
That's my favorite part.
That made my day.
What's your favorite Girl Scout cookie, Tanner?
Oh, it has to be Thin Mint.
Okay.
Thin Mint, especially when they're frozen.
Mm.
Oh, I can eat like 6 boxes of them. Easily.
Callum told me her favorite was Samoa, so I'm going to have to order a box of those from her. But that's so sweet. Did it make your day?
I cannot believe how much this made my day.
Aww.
This turned my whole day completely around. It made me feel so good. Again, her name is Callum. Her mom is Mandy. So hit them up for Girl Scout cookies if you need some.
Yeah, we'll send you a link.
Amber and Tanner on demand. Every Saturday morning starting at 6 a.m. Want even more?
Yes.
Listen on your favorite podcast platform now.
Woohoo!
Including the Froggy 92.9 app.
Pamela Anderson. She secretly married her bodyguard. His name is Dan Hayhurst. She married him on Christmas Eve.
Dan and Pam.
So they tied the knot at her house in Vancouver Island. This is Pamela's fifth marriage.
Really?
She's married 5 times.
Dang.
So we're going to play a little game this morning, Tanner. It's called How Many Times Have They Been Married?
All right.
So you just have to guess how many times this celebrity has been married. And if you get, let's say, 1, 2, 3, 4. If you get 4 out of 5 right, I'll buy you a coffee.
I feel like that is not going to happen because when it comes to celebrities and who they're married to, it's hard for me. But, I'm prepared. Let's do this.
Well, it's multiple choice. So feel free to play along in the car or on the Froggy 92.9 app, wherever you're listening. How many times has Elizabeth Taylor been married? Is it A, 8, B, 6, C, 10?
B.
Incorrect. Elizabeth Taylor was married 8 times.
Okay. Dang. I thought Pamela Anderson got married a lot.
All right. How many times was Kenny Rogers married? Was it A, 5, B, 3, or C, 6?
With the gambling man, I'm going to go with 3.
That is incorrect. He's married 5 times.
Dang, Kenny.
Got around. All right. How many times was Larry King married?
I know this one's a lot.
All right. Is it A, 8, B, 4, or C, 7?
8.
You are correct.
Yes.
All right.
Got
Tanner,
one.
You got one. If you get these next two right, I'll still buy you that coffee.
Oh, that's so nice of you.
This one I have a feeling you're also going to get right. Okay. How many times has Paul McCartney been married? Is it A, 9, B, 6, or C, 3?
Well, I know he was married to Linda for a long time, so I'm just going to go with C, or 3.
That's correct. Woo!
Okay.
You're doing a fantastic job, Tanner.
Thank you.
All right. Jennifer Lopez, also known as J-Lo, how many times has she been married? Is it A, 4, B, 3, or C, 5?
I'm going to go with 4.
Ah, so sorry, Tanner. It was B, 3.
So close, but no cigar.
The best of Amber and Tanner in the morning right now. It's Amber and Tanner on demand on Froggy 92.9.
What do I need to add to my apartment to make the ultimate bachelor pad? I live completely by myself now. And Amber, I sent you a photo a couple days ago of my new coffee table that I got. And I'm realizing that I've become a full dude again because of what was on the coffee table. Do you remember?
Yeah, you sent me a picture and there was like a Mountain Dew, a pocket knife, and like some chip crumbs. So what's going on there?
I have fully come full circle. Now it's just like a complete man cave. Amber, do you think there's anything I should add to my apartment to make it like more of a bachelor pad?
Yeah, I think you need some sort of like bowl or tray, like a manly bowl or tray that you can put like your keys and your little mail and stuff in, whatever it is that man have. Maybe that pocket knife, you'll have a bowl for it, so it's not just like laying out.
Yeah, I need that because right now it's just everything scattered everywhere. I have no...
I'll order you one.
Thank you. I really appreciate that.
It's a homewarming gift-ish.
Thanks.
Housewarming gift.
I'm really excited about this. You know, I went through a breakup and it was really tough, but this gives me an opportunity to kind of dude it up.
Dude it up.
In my apartment. I'm thinking of like getting like an air hockey table or something like that.
That'd be wild.
That'd be fun. We asked you this on Instagram at Amber and Tanner in the morning. What do I need to add to my apartment to make it the ultimate bachelor pad?
Megan from Sebastopol says a dartboard.
I like that. Justine from Santa Rosa says clap on, clap off, light and music.
They still have that?
What was you thought? All of the studio just went on and off.
My mind would be blown. We had this whole time. Shannon from Rona Park says trash can in the bathroom. Guys never think of that.
Oh, that's true.
An essential.
I actually do need to get that.
On the radio and in your pocket. Download Amber and Tanner on demand right now on your favorite podcast app. Amber and Tanner, Sonoma County's #1 morning show. Only on Froggy 92.9.
Now that I live alone, I'm trying to create the ultimate bachelor pad, the ultimate dude haven. And we're getting a lot of great suggestions for things I can add to my apartment to make it more dudely.
From Instagram at Amber and Tanner in the Morning, even some on Froggy929's Instagram, Thomas from Santa Rosa says, you have to get a pool table, but only if you use it as the dining room table as well.
Blake from Katati says, you need a mini fridge in your bedroom for beer.
Valerie from Petaluma says, find a place to work on some projects. My husband has a wood shop in our garage, and he loves it.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for your suggestions. We want to get you on the phone right now. What do I need to add to my apartment to make it the ultimate bachelor pad?
Give us a call, 6361-HOP.
Hi, this is Taylor from Hillsburg. I was thinking you should get a couple pinball machines for your man cave.
Yeah, that sounds awesome.
Or a big screen for watching football.
Yes, that is what, or like I can take like multiple TVs and make them into like one ultra TV.
Get yourself a bar.
Ooh. I think I should. I like that. A bar?
Yeah.
That might be perfect.
Get some beer on tap you like. There you go.
You are creating the ultimate bachelor pad. I really appreciate it.
No problem, man.
Now, you should add a strip pole.
Why? So he can strip?
No. So his girlfriend or his female companion strip for him.
Oh, I don't know if that's going to happen.
That's definitely not going to happen with me.
Wow.
There's a thought that's there.
Yeah.
So, hey, are you pregnant yet, young lady?
Me?
Yeah.
No.
Amber and Tanner. On demand. Every Saturday morning starting at 6 a.m. Want even more? Listen on your favorite podcast platform now, including the Froggy 92.9 app.
Should I invite someone to my wedding that doesn't talk to me anymore? So Tanner, I was kind of briefing you on this a little bit, but I have a friend who I thought would be a bridesmaid in my wedding. We've been friends for 15 years, but she recently stopped talking to me.
Completely?
I have tried all avenues. I have tried texting. I have tried calling her. I've sent her direct messages on social media, and I know she's alive because she's still posting.
Oh, okay.
And I don't want to force her to talk to me. But I missed her, so, you know, I've been trying to, like, reach out and see what's going on. So my question is, now that I'm wedding planning and everything, do I still invite her to my wedding? I think she's made it pretty clear that she doesn't want to talk to me. But, you know, when you've been friends with someone as long as I have with her, there's still that courtesy to, like, invite them.
That's such a tough one, and I'm sorry you're in that situation.
It's okay, I can handle it.
What I would do is, I'm a little bit heartless. I would just not. If they're not responding to you at all, won't even make attempt after. How many times have you reached out to her, just like roughly?
I would say in the past couple of months, maybe about 5 times.
Nah, you don't need that in your life.
Okay.
That person's not going to make an effort to even respond to you. They're not going to make an effort to be a part of the biggest day of your life.
And you know, something another friend told me, they said, it takes 2 seconds to be like, hey, I've been really busy. I'm going to call you one of these days.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we'll talk about everything.
Yeah.
But I asked about this on Facebook. You can follow us at Amber Tanner in the Morning if you want to send a message. And Brooke from Sebastopol says, I think for the sake of your inner peace, a conversation should be had regardless of what comes from it. And she said, good luck, girl.
And another comment came from Kim from Hidden Valley Lake. She says, I give people way too many chances, and I would feel like I would need to invite her as well because I have a hard time giving up friends. But then the wedding will turn into you thinking about her or drama, and you don't want that to focus on your day.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Thanks, Kim. Carrie from Petaluma says, I wouldn't invite her. You've reached out, and she doesn't want a relationship with you, and she would respond. Or she would respond. Save the money or invite someone else who will be happy to be there.
I think that's a great comment. We want to get you on the phone right now, so give us a call.
636-1-HOP.
Jeff from Roner Park. Good morning, Tanner. Good morning, Amber. You should still invite her to your wedding because just because you're planning a very big wedding doesn't mean that the problem she's having is just with you.
Hmm.
Huh. There's a lot of other things going on in life right now.
Yeah.
And her problem may not be with you. She just might be too busy with that problem to worry about you.
Yeah. I thought about that as well, so that's why I'm kind of giving her some grace.
That's
right
so
now.
Wise, Jeff.
And remember, everybody has a bad moment when we don't make the right decisions, and the reason we're friends for a long time is because we're understanding when each other do it.
Amber and Tanner on Demand. Available on the Froggy 92.9 app, froggy929.com, and Saturday mornings on the radio. It's Amber and Tanner anywhere, anytime, only on Froggy 92.9.
How many squirts of cologne or perfume are ideal? We asked you this on Facebook, facebook.com/Amber and Tanner in the morning.
Here's what you said. Jennifer from Matadi says, I hate walking by someone that took a bath in cologne or perfume.
Trish from Santa Rosa said, none. Please. Not in the workplace. Some of us are allergic to perfumes and colognes. Some are migraine inducing.
Wow, very true. Jessica from Santa Rosa says, I do three. One on my neck, one on my wrist rubbed together, and one in my hair.
In your hair? I've never heard of that one.
Yeah.
I just want to say, Amber, I'm really sorry about yesterday. I got new cologne, and I was really excited about it, and I think I got a little too lost in the sauce.
Well, I guess you had just put it on, and I was walking behind you when we were coming into work, and I was like, but I didn't say anything.
You were so nice about it.
I didn't say anything.
And I asked you because I was a little bit worried because I was smelling myself, and I said, Amber, did I put a little too much cologne on?
But I thought it was because you had just put it on and it hadn't aerated yet or something, and then aired out.
I had it on for a while at that point.
Well, how many squirts did you do?
I did three.
Okay, so you did three squirts.
Three squirts.
I think one is enough.
I'm thinking so too, and I think it's because I've, for the first time in my life, I like bought nice cologne. I've always bought like the cheap stuff where you had to spray like half the bottle to even smell anything. And I'm learning the hard way that that's not the case. You shouldn't do that at all.
My mom taught me two ways to put on perfume or spray or anything. She said, spray it once in the air and like run through it.
And run through it?
Yeah, just go.
That'll wake you up in the morning.
Yeah. Or just put like a little on your neck and then dab your two wrists in it and rub it together. So it's still just one squirt, but you're getting it in different spots.
See, I was just putting it all over my shirt. And Danny Wright on the Danny Wright Show across the hallway, he said that he could smell it from the hallway, apparently.
Are you serious?
I don't believe that. Was it that bad? Were you like having any weird symptoms from my cologne that I put on?
I mean, it's hard for me to say because I'm so sensitive, but
right.
It was pretty strong.
How is it today? I just did one.
I don't smell it today.
Okay.
I mean, wait, that kind of cancels out what you used it for, huh?
A little bit. That's what I'm conflicted by. That's
maybe
what I
maybe one and a half. Just go. That was a half spray.
This is Amber and Tanner on Demand. Miss something from the show this week? Catch up on Saturday mornings at 6 a.m. or on the new Froggy 92.9 app.
I've revealed that I have a bit of a shopping problem, right, Tanner?
And yeah, and
it's an issue.
And my favorite thing is I got on my high horse about it, and you called me out for it.
Because you bought a guitar.
Yeah, I was like, Amber, you have to only spend in cash and do this, and you're like, oh, come on.
Well, you know, it happens.
Yeah.
And I think right now we're filling in that boredom with shopping.
Yeah.
But mine's gotten pretty bad, I'll admit. So what can I do to break this bad shopping habit?
6361-HOP, give us a call right now.
It's Deanna. You too. I'm here trying to help you save, and you're spending.
Oh, yeah.
Deanna, I'm still following the model that you sent us. I'm still following
it. Okay. Amber, try shopping for your food because you need that. Buy it online. My kids, my daughter and son-in-law, get packages every single day. And I know that now because I watched their baby. So I see the packages. But it just dawned on me that maybe you could buy your food online and that will get your shopping urge over with.
Mm.
That's so true because I hate going to the grocery store. I'm like, oh, this again?
Yeah.
You can do like a pickup delivery or something like that too.
See, I want to do that so bad because I hate going.
I did it with Safeway and I had it delivered to my kid's house in Santa Rosa where I watched the baby.
Yeah.
It's only $4.
Oh.
It's worth it. Okay, let me know if it works because then I'll do it.
No. We'll see.
Liz from Rohnert Park. Amber, it should be easy for you because you have a wedding coming up.
That's what everyone's saying.
Anytime you find yourself shopping for something and you say, okay, I could afford that, don't buy it and put that money into the wedding fund instead.
Boom.
That's actually a really great idea. My fiance told me we needed to start a joint account so you can monitor my spending. Save this stupid wedding.
Food, you know.
Maybe you can start the joint account and that is your wedding fund for right now.
This like wedding was his idea.
It's Amber and Tanner.
On demand.
The best of the week right now on Froggy 92.9.
It's time for Tanner's Classic Movie Review. This is a Gen Zer's take on the movies that have defined our culture. And a lot of people reach out to the show and they said, you have to watch Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, it's probably one of the more influential movies ever made.
And I watched Lord of the Rings, all 178 minutes of the first movie. No movie needs to be that long,
it's
is my
long.
First take. I will say before I criticize a little bit,
okay.
I did like the movie.
Oh, nice.
I thought it was good.
Great.
But I think Gandalf is a giant jerk. I don't know why everyone's rooting for Gandalf. He gave poor little Frodo the ring, knowing that it was going to ruin his life. And I lost a lot of respect for Gandalf in that moment.
Why do you think it ruined his life?
Because the like within a day of him, he had to like flee for his life like 6 times. He could have just left poor little Frodo alone. Poor guy. But Gandalf is definitely my least favorite character, and what makes me even more upset is I took a "What Lord of the Rings character are you?" survey, and I'm Gandalf. And that made me even more
Why?
Mad.
Why did it say you were Gandalf?
It said I had mystical beings, and I was wise, and I was like, none of this makes sense.
That's you need to take it again.
Yeah, I think I really
You should take
do.
It again.
But Amber, you might not like this opinion. I think J.K. Rowling from Harry Potter stole a lot from Lord of the Rings.
Absolutely, yeah, she did, for sure.
Okay, I didn't know, because I know you're a big-time Harry Potter fan.
Yeah, I am, but it's a lot of similar stories.
It made me appreciate Harry Potter a lot less after watching Lord of the Rings. Like, there's a Dark Lord. Gandalf flew on, like, a big eagle thing, which I know Harry did. And Frodo doesn't have any parents. I mean, come on. I felt like I was watching a different version of Harry Potter.
Aw. So you like the movie, though?
I like the movie. I just felt like it was a little too close to other movies. Would I recommend it? Yes.
Yeah.
But would I watch it again? Nah, not for 178 minutes.
You probably don't have time for that.
Yeah.
Amber and Tanner on demand on Froggy 92.9.
Do you think pranks are sometimes cruel or sometimes, you know, they're kind of funny? We asked about this on Facebook, facebook.com/AmberandTanner in the morning. Here's what you said.
Rebecca from Santa Rosa said, most pranks are cruel, some are funny, but they have to be mutually funny. If one party is angry, frightened, humiliated, or hurt, it's not funny.
Christopher from Katati says, pranks are a way of life. They keep things loose.
And Shandi from Santa Rosa said, I love pranks. Keeps things spicy.
I'm asking if pranks are cruel or if they're funny because I played a little mini prank on my friends the other day. I texted them and all I said was, I did something really irresponsible. And I waited.
You're so mean.
And everyone was like, what? What is it? Tell us. And I was like, I don't know. Like, I'm really embarrassed. I'm really ashamed. I don't really want to admit it to you guys. And everybody was like, well, you texted us. You have to tell us. And I was like, I don't want you guys to judge me. And they were like, what is it? Like, freaking out, basically.
Yeah.
Amber, text us back.
I'd be freaking out, too.
And then all I said was, I've done it. Here it goes. I'm just going to admit it. I'm just going to say it. I bought a new pair of shoes. Everybody was like, we hate you. We thought it was something juicy and dramatic and serious. But I wasn't lying.
Yeah.
It was irresponsible of me to buy a new pair of shoes, right?
Right. I don't think that's a super mean prank. I find that one pretty funny, to be honest with you. But I do think there's definitely a line.
Okay.
And that line is like when you could like legitimately physically hurt someone.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
That's not funny.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So what I did wasn't that bad, right?
No, I think you're good.
Was it still mean, though?
It was definitely mean. If you'd have done that to me, I would have flipped you the bird and called it a day.
Amber and Tanner on demand on Froggy 92.9.
I need your help. Do we think I have hoarding tendencies? Call me as soon as you think I do. 6361 hop. But Tanner, my fiance Cole, He heard us on air talking about how he's upset over the whopping 3 thermoses that I have and use weekly.
Which I said during that time, it's ridiculous that he's giving you a hard time about 3 thermoses because people have way more than that.
And a lot of people were sending me pictures and messages. Thank you so much at Amber and Tanner in the Morning on Facebook and Instagram showing me like their cabinets and how many cups they have. And it made me feel better. But I was going through things yesterday and I found this picture my parents gave me. It spells out my name, but in different pictures. It's really cool. I'll bring it to work because I want to hang it in our office. And I held it up and I was like, wow, this is the last thing my parents gave me as a couple before they got divorced.
Which and I think is really nice.
I want it in my life. So he said that he was like, that's something a hoarder would say. He goes, you have hoarding tendencies.
Is it more than just that? I mean, do you think you have like a lot of stuff? Because when I go in your apartment, it doesn't look like you have like a bunch of stuff or anything.
That's what I was going to ask you. We live in a pretty small space, so it's, I don't feel like it's cluttered.
What happens when y'all move in a house and you don't have anything?
I guess we'll just get more stuff. Can't wait.
All right. Well, I personally think you're okay, but I also don't know what are in your closets and stuff like that. I don't know if you have like a closet hidden away. So I have a couple of symptoms of hoarding, and I want to see if you align with these.
Let's hear them.
Do you acquire items that are not needed for which there is no space?
Sometimes.
Okay. Got one. Do you have a hard time throwing out or parting with your stuff regardless of the actual value of the thing?
Yes. For example, the greeting cards we talked about.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Writing down my docket over here.
All right.
Do you feel like you need to save items and you're upset by the thought of getting rid of them?
Yes.
Amber, this isn't looking good.
No.
Do you have a tendency towards being indecisive, perfectionism, avoidance, procrastination, and problems with planning and organizing?
Wow, doesn't sound like me at all.
Amber, I think you are a hoarder.
Right?
You know what?
I have all these symptoms.
I think I might have to be on your fiance's side.
luckily, I'm actually not a hoarder, but I could
be
one. I don't.
You are according to this docket.
Amber and Tanner on demand on Froggy 92.9.
What's a healthy alternative to a food that is just gross? Amber, I am 1 for 2. I had gluten-free Oreos. Fantastic. Loved it. They taste just like normal Oreos.
I didn't know they had those.
They're brand new, and I'm excited about it.
Cool.
But then I was like, since I'm on the healthy train, what about oat milk yogurt? I was like, I'll give it a shot. I tried it when I got home. By try, I mean I took one bite and then threw the rest away because no human likes that. There's no way.
I've heard so many people being into the whole oat milk trend.
I'm fine with it, just not yogurt. The consistency of it, I don't even know how to describe it at all. It was just disgusting.
It wasn't creamy. Was it creamy?
No.
Like, was it like...
It was like weirdly like hard.
Like pudding, like almost?
Not even. It was like a syrup. You should never have yogurt in the form of syrup.
I'm trying to picture this, but I'm going to have to try it.
I'll bring one in for you because I have a fridge full of them.
Great. So, now you don't even like them. What are you going to do with them?
Give them to you.
Great.
Have you ever had like a healthy food alternative that was just disgusting?
I tried the whole like spaghetti squash thing in place of noodles and I didn't like it.
Gross.
Everyone's like, oh, it's so good. It's the best alternative to spaghetti. And I'm like, it's definitely not.
You're like, that's the only person that loves that is my trash.
Exactly. We asked about this on Facebook, facebook.com/Amber and Tanner in the morning. What's a healthy alternative to food that does not work?
Emily from Sebastopol said cauliflower rice. I like cauliflower
rice.
Yeah,
I'm not mad about it, but a lot of people don't like it. Michelle from Santa Rosa says tofu.
And Becky from Fairfield said, most healthy alternatives I think are gross. One of my least favorites is anything is made with soy or soy milk.
You know, soy's actually not that good for you. It's all genetically modified if you see it.
Oh, great.
Yeah, and it has a lot of estrogen in it. So there's a little tidbit for you. Don't drink soy.
Amber and Tanner. Every Saturday morning starting at 6 a.m. Want even more? Listen on your favorite podcast platform now, including the Froggy 92.9 app.
McGraw and Tyler Hubbard are making a political statement with their new song, Undivided.
Look around and love somebody. We've been hate long enough. Let the good Lord reunite us to this country that we love. Undivided.
I love the song. I think it's great. In my personal opinion, I think it's the best song Tim has put out. That song and I Called Mom in the past 5 years.
Really?
Absolutely. I love it.
You know, we talked about this a little bit on our new episode of the Inside Froggy 929 podcast, and Dano brought it up and said a lot of people think it's a political statement.
Right.
But I know that Tyler Hubbard wrote this song when he was recovering from COVID-19, and he said he wrote it because 2020 was just such a tumultuous year.
Yeah.
And I don't think there was any sort of political statement behind it, but I know a lot of people think differently.
We asked you this on Facebook, facebook.com/AmberandTanner in the morning, and here's what you said.
Marissa from Santa Rosa says, I would like to think it's not, but it's hard when both of those people are very vocal about their political standpoint. It could be a little bit of both.
Betty from Sebastopol says, does the song say they support a specific candidate? No. I wish people would stop filling in lines that aren't there.
Rob from Clear Lake says, are you kidding me? Of course it is. I'm tired of country musicians being political.
So let's get you on the phone. We want your opinion to be heard, so give us a call.
6361-HOP, do you think Undivided is a political song?
My name is Angelica, and I'm calling from Roanoke Park. Nice talking to you guys. I've been listening forever. And I love the song that you did. I don't take it to any political stuff. I think it's a great song.
Yeah, I agree. Because what I know about the song, it was going to be released no matter who was going to be the president of the United States. And I think it's a great song that we all need.
Well, I grew up in Germany, and I got a lot of that where people picked on you. And so this song picks me up. I love it.
Something you kind of relate to?
Yes. Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely. It goes all the way to the top as loud as I can, and the windows open so everybody can hear it.
Awesome. Well, we hope we can hear it from the studio. I hope you're screaming that loud.
I do.
The only way to listen.
It's Amber and Tanner. On demand. The best of the week, right now on Froggy 92.9.
What hobby did you pick up during the pandemic? Reach out to you on Facebook, facebook.com/AmberandTanner in the morning, and here's what you said.
Chris from Santa Rosa said drone flying. That's pretty cool.
Deanna from Hidden Valley said crocheting.
Jackie from Pink Grove talked about how she became an obsessed with plants.
And those are really cool, by the way. And that's something that I found to be so great during the pandemic is that we have more time for ourselves, so we pick up new hobbies. Amber, do you have any new hobbies that you picked up?
I would say exercising is a new hobby.
That's a great one.
I'm trying.
It's a part of your lifestyle now?
I think so. I'm trying to get it to be, but what about you?
I realize that I might be going through a quarter-life crisis because after work on Friday, I went and bought an acoustic guitar.
So random.
Is it? I've been thinking about it for weeks. And I used to play when I was a teenager, but I went to the store just like, I'm just going to check it out. And I had no idea what I was supposed to be looking for. And they were like, yeah, the pickups and the tones on this one reverberates around the room. And I was like, it's pretty, I guess.
What kind did you get?
I got an acoustic guitar. It's just a Yakima, like black guitar, pretty much simple, cheap as you can go. And do I want to become a country superstar? Absolutely not. This is just something to kind of take my mind off of the world because I read that you need more of those during these unprecedented times.
Okay, well, yeah. Do you think you're going to really learn to play and get back into it, or?
It depends. Amber, you know me, when I say I want to do something, I'm either all in on it, or it'll be the exact opposite. I learn, like, Friends in Low Places from Garth Brooks, and then that's enough.
Hey, that should be a goal right there for you, to learn Friends in Low Places, and that's what you should start at.
Yeah, I should. Do you think I'm going through a quarter-life crisis?
Maybe.
Okay.
Amber and Tanner on demand on Froggy 92.9.
I've been getting like a little bit of anxiety before I go to the gym every day. Shouts out to F45 and Bennett Valley keeping me on track. It's been great. But for some reason, right before I go, I'm just like, does that ever happen to you?
Oh, yeah. And the reason why is because I don't want people looking at, you know, someone who has no idea what they're doing, trying to get through it. I know that's not the case with you. I know you've been going for a while, but that's why anytime I've gone to the gym, I'm like, this isn't how we do this.
Maybe. I think I feel that way. I've tried to figure out reasons why I'm just feeling like anxious before I go. And I looked it up, and anxiety is high energy level. Mm-hmm. So it's not about a lack of motivation for me. Apparently, it's something else.
Huh.
Because I'm motivated, I'm going, and I don't know, I'm just like, ugh.
What would you say is the hardest part about this fitness journey that you're experiencing right now?
It's definitely getting through the workouts, kind of like what you're saying. I know when I'm in the middle of it, I'm really, really miserable. When I'm done, I'm feeling great, feeling good about myself, you know?
Does maybe a part of it come from you being worried you can't finish?
Maybe, or it's just not being able to do some of the workouts.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. I'm glad it's not only happening to me. I asked about this on Facebook, facebook.com/froggy929. Got some responses.
Shelby from Petaluma says, I always feel like people are looking at me or laughing at me. I guess that's from being bullied growing up. Not fun. And Shelby, I am with you.
Kind of like what you were saying.
Yep.
No one's looking at you, I promise. You're really focused on what you're doing, especially at F45. But William from Santa Rosa says, it's called pre-pump. Your body is preparing itself for mass vasodilation. Vasodilation.
Sounds
which
right.
Which is vasodilation.
Vasodilation.
It's something to do with your blood vessels opening up.
Okay, maybe it's like your instincts from your ancestors. Like, oh, I'm about to pump that hard.
You think? from your ancestors.
Yeah, maybe. I don't
Can
know.
Can you hear me?
Amber and Tanner on demand on Froggy 92.9.
What's a bizarre thing that you maybe do in public that people might look at you a little weird for? Amber, yesterday during the show, I surprised you when I started shaving my face right in front of the microphone.
Yeah, I was like, what are you doing? Go to the bathroom.
And I was like, what do you mean what I'm doing? I'm shaving my face. This isn't weird at all. By shaving my face, by the way, it's not like I, you know, put a bunch of, you know, of shaving cream on my face with a straight razor or anything like
that.
Felt
that way.
Yeah, not like one of those 1940s barbershop, like that one giant razor. It was just like an electric shaver. And I never shave my face at home. It's always in the center console of my car, my electric razor, and I shave in the car. I'll shave in Target. I don't care. When you need a shave, you need a shave.
In Target.
Well, maybe before COVID with the mask. I've done it everywhere. I've done it right before I go into restaurants, and it's like a little to-go razor.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I get it. I've done my hair at work. I do my makeup at work. So I thinking about this, I'm sure it's not any different, but it's just weird to see.
Yeah.
It's weird to see someone shaving. That'd be like me busting out a razor and start shaving my legs in the studio.
You have like
no one wants to see.
You have like a little bucket of water like underneath you and you're just shaving your legs. I don't know. I wanted to ask on Instagram at Amber and Tanner in the morning if it's weird that I shave my face in public, and 78% of people said yes, it's absolutely weird.
Well, you also didn't have a mirror.
Yeah.
I was like, how do you know what you're doing?
You just feel it. I don't know.
I guess.
Like when you shave, I've never shaved my legs before. Can you like feel like your hair when you shave your legs and you just know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess. I kind of like, I use my hand though. I like shave and then I like, I don't know. It's weird.
Do you do anything weird in public?
Do I?
Yeah.
I'm sure I do tons of weird stuff in public. One of them being talk to myself. So, I guess I'm right there with you.
I guess it kind of makes it nice with the masks and everything. You can kind of hide it a little bit better.
Hide your shaving? Or hide your
talking to yourself.
Oh!
You've been listening to Amber and Tanner on demand. Hit next episode to hear even more now. Join in live every weekday morning from 5 a.m. to 10 a.m. as Amber and Tanner take your phone calls on Froggy 92.9 on the radio.